Well, the ball on the right hand side, an opportunity for the visitors again. First time shot comes in. Good save by the goalkeeper. Gets down well, Alisson, to his left hand side.
It was a good save, because I think that took a bit of a deflection off Kay.
It really did dip.
It seemed to come off Kay's knee or something like that.
And he got down well. And well, the chances are going to Darlington. The better of the play has been FC United, and it's still 0-0. And that's why these two teams are very evenly matched in the division. The ball, does Tatum really want to go for that header? Well, he did go for the header, because in fact it was Linfield, and the referee judges that Joshua Heaton was the man to impede him. And this is shooting distance for Steve Irwin. It's a fair distance, 35, 40 yards out? But Irwin, he dead centre, 40 yards. Can he get it up and over the wall? There's a two-person wall in there. First time shot comes in. It was with a little bit of quality, but straight to the arms of the goalkeeper. And we'll hand over in 15 seconds as Irwin does it well again, but the ball falls right hand side. And Irwin, well, if they all had that engine of Irwin, if they all had the work rate of Irwin, the number 9's got to be offside.
It's the attitude, though, doesn't it? That's the attitude. End of story.
Well, Stice there on the ball now, just on the edge of the penalty area for Darlington. He plays it inside now to Thompson. Thompson been very quiet in the game so far, but he's on the ball now. Lovely ball to the area. And a great header, and again
number 7
Senior unfortunately lost his man completely. It was a low diving header for Joshua Giles, and FC United find themselves on 25 minutes a goal down. You've got to do better as a defender. It was a great header, don't get me wrong. It was a la Mickey Thomas, but unfortunately the defending from FC's number 2 was woeful.
It was woeful, but to be honest, the build-up play should have been pressured a lot earlier than it was before the ball came into the box. Trotman just knocked the ball back a little bit towards Thompson, and Thompson basically picked him out there, Gillies, as he came in from the back post into the centre of the six-yard box, and Gillies just put a big solid head on it and straight into the net. 1-0, Darlington.
Irwin takes this free kick, into the box it goes. It's a nice delivery, but it's won well by Darlington. Scott Kay heads it back into the danger area. Tatum gets head on it. McCarthy tries to go in. Important challenge.
On the ball. Yes.
Ball. And
to be honest, McCarthy was on that like a flash. I thought he was going to get a good strike in there then.
He's had a couple good moments in the last sort of 5 minutes or so, McCarthy. Now then, Linfield will take this corner from the left-hand side, right-footed. Can FC get an equaliser slightly against the run of play here? Linfield. Well, Glynn had come for a short one again, but once again, Linfield not interested. In it goes. It's not a bad delivery.
Goal.
1-1.
Kay.
Excellent work. Good cross from Linfield. Kay got up there, beat the man, and heads it down very nicely to the keeper's left. No chance for Ainsley Pearce, and FC United, credit to them, they've weathered a real storm on the other end. Looked a bit fragile, but they're back on level terms. It's 1-1.
Yeah, I personally think that the keeper should have made an effort to come for that, and on a couple of occasions, like the time he got the benefit of the doubt against, I think it was Tatum, he's not been too eager on coming off his line, so that could be a little bit of a, you know, an error that we can actually work on.
Yeah, maybe there's a fragility there in Ainsley Pearce with the high ball. And Darlington, well, they'll be kicking themselves if they go in 1-1 after the chances they had. Other players have been warming up for FC. One substitution so far for Darlington. Now, Hyam puts himself under a bit of pressure, and it's nicely charged down by Thompson. Hyam with some work to do here. Plays it inside to Fagbola, left-footed clearance.
Good ball.
Picked up by Tatum. Tatum gets a little shove there from
Portis. I'll tell you what, he bought that one.
He did. There was a little bit of contact. It's taken quickly now. Kieran Glynn over halfway. Plays it forward now. Linfield, it's cut out though. Glynn tries to pick up the second ball. Plays it back there to Scott Kay. And then Senior's out there, but nobody's seen him. And now it's on the left-hand side. It's Glynn. Now it's Linfield, at least FC stringing some passes together here, but that's played backwards. Now it's Baird, he's got space in front of him though.
Comes
forward, plays it forward, they're chipped, and ball bobbling around, half cleared. And it will be Thompson now bringing it away for Darlington.
What a ball.
Oh, what a great ball
what
there.
Ball.
Allenson's got to head this. Oh, he's in trouble. And it's going to be 2-1. And it's a goal for Stoke. A terrible misjudgment from Allenson. He came out for the ball. It bounced over his head. He got half a head to it. And Stoke just collected with the empties. Well, there's some protest from Kieran Glynn about something up the other end. He's getting booked for his protest.
He's getting booked for it, yeah.
But that really was Allenson just making a misjudgment, Roy.
It was, yeah. To be honest, the initial ball off Thompson was absolutely sublime. It was high, it was long, it was purposeful into the space in behind the two centre backs. Steich latched onto it and it bounced up off his first touch. Allenson was out on the edge of his box expecting a little header or maybe even to catch it in his arms if he backed into his area, and the ball just bounced straight off the top of his head. To be honest, he did get a touch on it and was rolling in towards goal, but Stites made sure it stayed in the goal and just thumped it straight in.
FC 1 Darlington 2